Pete McMurray, we're live at the auto show right next to the Chevy display. When you walk in, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're doing a text poll this afternoon. What was your beater that you grew up in? Or most amount of miles on your car? 630 area code. I bought my first car from my older brother for $200. It was a 76 Monte Carlo with swivel seats. Now, if people remember the 76, that was the one with the huge hood. Right? Do we remember that? Curtis, why am I asking you? You weren't even born in 1976.
I was going to say, the car that I had growing up doesn't even exist now. It was a Saturn L300 that still had a cassette player in it.
Oh, what?
And if a cassette player?
What was a cassette? I'm just being funny. I love but, the mixtape.
But we had
a Saturn what?
L300. It was like a little sedan, black sedan.
Okay.
Leather interior.
Yep.
If I wanted to play music, I actually had to go to like Radio Shack and purchase a cassette player that had a little cord that stuck out of the side of it in order to come over and then play it off my phone to play my music.
Of course.
So that was right. How it drove around. And then the catchphrase, pass the aux, as the aux cord. So whenever I was driving with my friends, they'd be like, pass the aux cord, so that they could play their music.
That is so funny.
System. Yeah, Saturn not no longer around anymore, but that was my car growing
up. You reminded me, the cassette players, you have to stick something in the cassette player to hook onto your CD player when CDs first came around.
Yeah. It actually had both, the cassette and a CD player.
Mm-hmm. I still have a CD player in my car. I don't even think I ever use it. I just switch over to my phone. I have
Well, now you have Bluetooth, and you can easily connect it. I do that all the time with my car.
Let's see. I had a rusted hole on the rear quarter wheel panel that one day I slammed the door and the birds flew out of the rusted hole. I love that. That's great. Why the floorboards always rusted out of old cars? And they finally figured that out. You don't remember those days, do you?
No, I don't. I'm sure my folks do, though. I'm definitely sure my folks do. My mom would tell you a story about how when she would go on a road trip, mm-hmm. with her family, because she was the youngest of four.
Okay.
It'd be her in the way back of their station wagon with her one of her two older brothers, and they'd be, you know, like flicking like little snacks and stuff at people and getting in trouble that way on like long road trips like South Dakota and all that stuff growing up.
South Dakota?
Yeah, go see all the you know, Mount Rushmore
sure.
and all that stuff, the Black Hills.
McMurray's never did that. We always went to Wisconsin. It's such an easy trip to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And if people remember, the station wagons back in the day, no one put on seatbelts. And we were like popcorn in the way back of the station wagon. You know, your dad hits a bump, you hit the top, everything's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we were driving around in tanks back in the day. Maybe that was it. Are you going to watch the Academy Awards tonight?
I will. I will be watching the Academy Awards. I'm actually going to explore here after we're done. Check out some of the events, because I didn't have really a lot of time to check it out before we went on the air today. But I'll check out this for a little bit, might grab some dinner, and then come back and watch the Oscars tonight.
There is a live band straight across from us where the band will play, and then they'll stop, and then you can put on the guitars, and they'll take pictures of you. There's so many of those different displays where they can scan you, and you can turn into a superhero.
That I want to do.
It's right in front of us.
I know. I see it.
Right.
I'm excited. I hope they have some of the Marvel characters.
Everything's interactive. When people think of the auto show, they think, oh, I'm just going to go there and look at cars. That's not happening. And by the way, every single restaurant in Chicago is here.
Yeah. Get like little samples or like snack bites walking around, pulled pork sandwiches, little mini sliders.
How come we're not eating the ribs from Robinson's Ribs that are right in front of us?
I'm eyeing the fudge stand, to be honest. But that's just me.
You can't eat fudge during a show. You can't do that.
It's small enough. I think, honestly, you could eat fudge over the ribs. Fudge is small. Quick pop it in your mouth, you're good to go.
I absolutely love ribs. I could probably eat about 15 slabs. People think, oh, you can't eat that much. I could sit down and eat about 42 chicken wings and probably 14 slabs of ribs. The Academy Awards are happening tonight. Anybody in this crew right here see any Academy Award movies? Because I saw one this week.
I saw The Irishman.
Oh, that's right. I've seen that. I saw that on Netflix.
That I loved.
It took me a while to get through The Irishman. I had to sit down in three different occasions, and I didn't like the fact that There was one scene with De Niro when he walked out of the store, threw the store owner out, and he was kicking him on the sidewalk. He looked like an old man, where he was supposed to be playing a young man. Robert De Niro, that is.
I watched it while I was sick, so that was the perfect way to kind of kill a day while laying on your couch trying to get well.
Growing up, my mother loved Judy Garland, loved her voice. I saw the movie Judy this week, and I can't believe how much of a train wreck Judy Garland was.
Really?
I know they take liberties in movies, but she was broke. I didn't realize how many drugs she was on, and she drank like crazy, nonstop. But Renee Zellweger sings in the movie. She is so good. She absolutely deserves the Academy Award. She transformed the character. You know when you see an actor on screen, it takes you a few minutes to finally get them associated with the character? Right when the movie starts, it's like, oh, my God, this is Judy Garland.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. Absolutely fantastic.
Have you seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
That
I also heard is very good.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't either.
I sat down to watch it on a plane a few weeks ago, and I turned it off because I wasn't really concentrating on it, and I want to. I mean, Brad Pitt, what a comeback.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody threw him under the bus when he got a divorce from Angelina Jolie. And now, here he is. He's going to win an Academy Award tonight.
Killing it.
Wow. He's killing it. How much is ABC going to earn tonight for revenue from the Oscars? Excuse me. $149 million tonight ABC is going to make, just on commercials alone. How much is Los Angeles making on the Oscars in one night? $130 million. How much is Hollywood spending on award season, lobbying each year to get their movies and actors? What would you guess? 20 million? 30 million?
Yeah, I'd probably guess maybe between 25, 27.
Hollywood spends $100 million
PR
to try to get their people and their movies to win.
Yeah.
$100 million. I know we throw around these numbers, but think about $100 million. That's crazy. And remember, it's just going towards one group in Hollywood that's voting on these movies. They don't care about people like us that are sitting here in Chicago. They just don't care.
I'd assume that there'd be some sort of Kobe Bryant and Gianna Bryant tribute. We were on 2 weeks ago when that story happened.
Right.
And, of course, the Grammys were that night, and they had a tribute for him during that. And, of course, it was in the Staples Center, and all those people were outside, you know, paying their respects to Kobe. I would assume that there would be something kind of similar along the lines we might see like that tonight.
They are doing something with Kobe. Remember, Kobe won a Grammy and he won an Academy Award.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got more text coming in. 1974 AMC Hornet first car.
The AMC Hornet.
From the 815.
I remember the AMC Pacer. That was a fishbowl. The ugliest car on the planet in Wayne's World. The AMC, what was it again?
It was an AMC Hornet from 1974.
I don't remember the Hornet. I'm going to have to look that. I'm going to have to Google that one up.
626 Nissan Pathfinder from 1999. The first car I ever bought brand new and paid off 317,000 miles. Still have it. I need a transmission.
317,000 miles? Wow. Who can top that one? I thought it was... Our cars would hit around 120, 130,000 miles, and that would be it. And then they just blow up.
I have a Honda Civic.
Okay.
And I don't
That'll
think
run
hit,
forever.
Yeah, and I don't think I've hit 50,000 on that yet. Maybe 56, if I'm guessing.
56?
56,000, yeah.
Well, you're driving from Lakeview to downtown. You're barely driving.
But before that, I had it since 2016, so I was driving it to and from the city when I was coming here. Another text from 847. We used to lay on the back deck where the speakers were. That's how big cars were and how long ago that was.
Remember that back window? That was so crazy. I mean, you see those old cars nowadays, people driving around the city and the suburbs, and they have 1 million stuffed animals in their back window and on that back deck. Just crazy.
All the Beanie Babies.
Remember how much money we all spend on speakers and stereo equipment to juice up our crappy cars? I mean, come on. Oh, yeah, I had to get an equalizer. I got a tweeter. I don't even know what that means.
I've got so much weight in my back.
Why would you need the equalizer? Just so you'd have those buttons that would make you feel better? Oh, I needed more bass, man.
I was going to say, when I was in high school, it was all about the bass. They didn't need the equalizer. They just got, like, multiple bass sets.
My first car was a 72 Ford Maverick with a vinyl top, leather bucket seats, shag carpet, and kick blank radio. Got it. Okay, bought it for $500. Yes. My old cars, by the way, we're talking old cars, old mileage on cars, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. My brother Ed had a Mercury Cougar. It was a 78. And when you get in his car, it was army green. When you get in his car, we'd call it, you'd have to hump up because you couldn't start the car unless you had your seatbelts on. And for some reason, we never wore the seatbelts. Like, hump up. It's like, why wouldn't we just put the seatbelts on?
Yeah.
And we nicknamed that car. Another thing is, you nicknamed the car. That was the John Cougar. We're going into Ed's John Cougar. And by the way, another car from the 70s had a huge hood. Just absolutely huge. My first car, I just read that one. Okay, all right. 64 Dodge Polara with a push-button transmission. Love that car boat. Thank you, 847. We had a Honda Odyssey 2000 with 310,000 miles on it. What? That's crazy. Subaru Outback 2011 with 339,000 miles on it. Just donated our 1999 Lexus that had to 98 on, let's see, I can't even read this. Honda Odyssey 2000 with 310,000 miles on it. Okay. Honda Civic, 147,500. First car was a 1966 Pontiac Star Chief Executive. What? Wow.
Do you wonder if, I'm sure there's people out there who have probably started restoring some of these old cars.
I don't know if you're going to restore a Pontiac Star Chief Executive.
I guarantee you there's probably somebody out there that's probably started it or has done something with it.
I've told this story before. When I was in college, I had a 1976 Coupe de Ville Cadillac. Took it to Earl Scheib in Peoria while I was at Bradley University. Painted it Pepto-Bismol pink, and the good people at Earl Scheib in Peoria painted the vinyl top white. They took off the hubcaps and painted the rims white. So I had the white rims, the white vinyl top, and a Pepto-Bismol pink Cadillac driving down Main Street when I went to Bradley. It's good stuff. 312-981-7200, our phone number, also our text line. Do we have Ellie on the phone? Ellie, you're on WGN. Hi, what's up?
Hi, my name's Elise. Elise. The car I had was a 57 Saratoga Chrysler with, like, the big fins on each side.
Oh, yeah. 57.
And now it's
Saratoga.
Worth around $50,000. That's where I saw it in some show or something.
What did you pay for it?
But it was, my father told me, well, I didn't buy it. My father bought it for me, $800.
Isn't that crazy? Now that's what a repair is. You take your car in nowadays.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Absolutely. More than that.
And it was a Saratoga? Is that right?
Yeah, I think that was the model.
Okay. I'm writing
Chrysler.
These down. Well, thank you so much for calling. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
We're live at the auto show right next to the Chevy display. My first car was a 74 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme two-door coupe. Bought it brand new. Made it to 125,000 miles. 2006 Honda Civic, 250,000. Still runs great. Shooting for 350. 219 area code. That's great. As long as you keep these cars in good condition, why not? Everything's computerized nowadays. They will last forever. Especially a Honda. I feel like you could just drive and drive and drive those things.
Drive those things right into the ground.
71 brown Chevy Impala. Beat the heck out of it. 172,000 miles. Free. Just the transmission. Thank you, Ross. In high school, 84 and 85, I drove my dad's 68 Sky Blue Olds Cutlass Supreme convertible. Rusted out floorboard. We all had rust. You know what? It builds character. Our kids will never know what it was like to not drop anything on the floor because you would lose it out the rusted floorboard. or lift your feet up or have to cut some plywood to put on the floor because you didn't want to see the road. Yeah. 618 area code. We have a 09 Chevy Trailblazer that will run, that will turn over 146,000 miles today. Man, that's impressive. I like that.
815. My first car was a 1978 Chrysler Cordoba.
Chrysler Cordoba. Was that the guy from Fantasy Island that did that?
Yeah.
Ricardo Montalban. 74 Ford Pinto that did not explode. I think that was an urban legend. 708 area code. Thank you. The Ford Pinto, that was the thing. Well, if you get hit in the rear, it's going to blow up. I think someone made that up. First car was a 64 turquoise Buick Wildcat. Used to put our 10-speed bikes in the back seat to go down to the lake. 847 area code. Think about that. How many? Probably two 10-speed bikes. I love these old car stories. We had the, what did we have? We had the Ford station wagon with the Country Squire paneling on the side. Oh, just beaters. What else? I'm going to have to think about this. Wow. We're live at the auto show, 312-981-7200, our phone number if you want to get on the air, or our text line right in front of us. We're talking old cars, mileage on cars, and we'll check in with James McCann from the Chicago White Sox at 3:15 today. Pitchers and catchers report on Friday. White Sox, high expectations.
Wednesday. The 12th, yes.
Wednesday.
Yep.
Oh, wow. What do they do the first day? They just show up. They're not doing much. I guess we'll ask James at 3:15.
Yeah, there you go.
Quick break. It's 7:20 WGN. It is Pete McMurray. We're live at the Auto Show. If you come to the Auto Show today, we're right next to the Chevy display and right next to ABC7. We're right next to ABC7's news truck, too. You cannot miss us. We're talking old cars, old mileage on cars. Someone just texted us, 312-981-7200. We get pictures, too. Someone just sent us a picture, 708 area code. They restored a Pinto. It now has a 511 HP electronic fuel injection, VH, stuffed in it. Wow. And it is olive green. Or is that that's Kermit the Frog green. That's what it is. A Kermit the Frog green Pinto.
My grandpa My grandpa's listening. He said his first car was a 1931 Plymouth.
I bet he paid $200 for it.
Probably. And he said he called it a Beepka.
A Beepka?
Beepka.
Beepka.
Yeah, B-E-E-P-K-A.
Okay. 847 area code, 2013 Chevy Spark, 250,000 miles, just changed my rear drums for the first time. Awesome car. That's great. I'm telling you, these new cars, man, you can just run them forever as long as the body's fine. 847 area code, Ricardo Montalban on the Cordoba. Crush velour, an amazing affordability. Must be said with a thick Latin accent. Well, I tried. I don't know. Just past 276,000 with my 2007 Nissan Altima. Still going strong. 300,000 miles right around the corner. Wow. 815 area code, AMC Hornet hatchback. You're right. People will restore just about anything. And these people that restore cars, it's all about the journey. I mean, putting it together. My neighbor Joe, that's what he does. He restores cars, and once he's done, he gets rid of them. He'll sell them, or he'll restore cars for his buddies because it's the journey getting there that he enjoys the most.
Have you ever seen, like, on History Channel when they have, like, those shows? I can't remember what it, Counting Cars or something, where they restore, like, somebody has a car that they want restored,
right.
And they totally do a whole renovation of it and kind of customize it to what the what the owner is wanting.
I've
there's
never
a few
seen
shows
it,
like that
that
were on History Channel that were
sure.
Cool to watch.
My grandfather worked at Caterpillar for years and years and years. Every year they'd buy a brand new Cadillac. I mean, how does somebody afford that?
Speaking of selling cars, going back to my grandpa's car, his brother sold it when he was in the service.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So during the 40s there.
312-981-7200, our phone number. Let's take a few calls. Let's go to Cheryl in Buffalo Grove. Cheryl, what's happening?
Yeah, what's going on? Nice snowy Sunday. My first car, it was a total blast from the past when you guys started talking about it. A 1984 Buick Skyhawk wagon.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
which was actually
sexy.
Great to take all my stuff from my parents' house down to U of I. I was styling in my Skyhawk wagon.
You know what?
It was like, I mean, brown.
That was normal. I went to prom in a station wagon. I went to prom in a station
wagon. With the wood paneling?
Oh, of course. I mean, what else are you going to do as a kid? It's like you got to pick up your prom date. You're driving a station wagon. That's what you do. And you're going to college. What are you going to do? You got a station wagon.
Right.
And, awesome. and back in the day, if you said to your parents, I don't want to take the station wagon, well, tough. This is all you have.
Right. There's no Uber.
No, there is no Uber. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Let's go to Taxi Driver Bob. Taxi Driver Bob, what's happening, brother?
I hate when that word is brought up ever. Uber. What?
Oh, okay, because you're Taxi Driver Bob. Got it.
That's
go
right,
ahead,
absolutely.
Man.
That actually is, that Pinto is not a myth. It actually, if you YouTube it, those cars were designed where the gas tank was directly in the back of the car, like at an elevated angle to where if somebody rear-ended you with any kind of an intensity, the gas tank could explode.
How many blew up, though? I think maybe one? I don't know. Can you Google that, Curtis? I still think that something happened. I don't think there was too many that blew up. Thank you, Bob. All right, let's go to Edwin in Lake Geneva. Edwin, what's up? You're on 720 WGN.
Well, thanks for taking the call. I got two real fast stories. One is I've got a 03 Toyota with 290,000 miles, and I burn 2 quarts of oil every 400 miles. And this is a Toyota-maintained car. So that's the other side of the coin. It's disheartening because they're the only ones that take care of the car, and in spite of the fact that it goes in every 5,000 miles and is checked by the Toyota dealer, that's the best. And what's happening is dwindling. I'm at the park. And then the other story, in 64, I was a senior at Northern. I bought a 54 Fairlane for $50, standard transmission, 100,000 miles. And I drove it for 13 months, and I sold that thing for $75. It was the best car I ever had.
What kind of car was it again?
It was a Ford Fairlane. Like you said, our children will never know what it is to suffer because all my rocker panels were all rotted out. And my fiance at the time, I was girlfriend at the time, my fiance, she'd get splattered from the road. I had to put a big carpet in the front of the passenger side so all that slush wouldn't come into the car. I'll tell you that. And the heater went out. Yeah, I tell you, we have some stories to tell. It's not so much we walked in high snow. We walked. We just had some difficult times, and we managed to get through them.
Yeah, we
and
did.
Then, and of course, I could barely afford to put gas in the car, even though it was like gas was 25 cents a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
And then I didn't have any insurance. Could you imagine? 13 months, no insurance at all. I mean, God was really protecting me. So it was going to bang. But the thing about it, in closing, I made $25 on the car, the best car I ever had.
I love it. Thank you, Edwin. Great story.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good day.
312-981-7200. That reminds me. We used to go to the gas station back in the day and put $2.50 in our cars. Yeah. And that's when you had the gas guzzlers and you could only go, a few miles.
So you're talking about the Pintos.
Yes.
27 of them blew up.
27 blew up.
Ultimately, 27 people were determined to have been killed in those car accidents as well.
I guess I was wrong. Thank you, Taxi Driver Bob. I was wrong. So 27, that was true.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you ever buy that car? Well, Ford fixed it. They moved the gas tank down. Well, there's 27 people that died. Wow.
In one of the cases that was brought to trial, a California jury awarded a boy who had been severely burned by one of those crashes a total of $126 million.
Oh, boy. Wow. 847 area code just sent us a picture of their odometer, 480,863 miles. That is impressive. What kind of car is that? Let's see here. Nope, I just lost it.
Okay. 2002 Chevy Suburban.
2002 Chevy Suburban.
Yep.
2014 Jeep Unlimited, 165,000 miles. My first car, Pete, was 1971 Buick Skylark. I drove it forever. From Carrie C. Thank you, Carrie. Sunfire had 110, a Pontiac Sunfire had 110,000 miles on it. Okay. Currently driving a 1999 Audi A4 Quattro, 156,000 miles. Okay. Wow, I can't keep up with these text messages.
I know,
was eight and wore out our car battery by closing and opening the windows.
2001 yep. Ford Ranger, 388,888 miles.
Boy, that's so impressive. Wow. I have an 07 Dodge Nitro, just turned over 400,000 miles. John G. in St. Charles, still going strong. I love it, man. That's great. Coming up next hour, we'll talk to James McCann. We'll still take your calls. Old car memories, mileage on cars, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll check news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next on 720 WGN.